Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue these conversations with God. How do we pray? So have you ever heard someone pray and pray and pray and pray, and you wonder to yourself, will this prayer ever end? I mean, it just keeps going. I've wondered that myself sometimes. Will this prayer ever end? Now, that's not to say all long prayers are bad. They're not. There are plenty of inspired long prayers in Scripture. The problem occurs when we think that the length equals quality. So in his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus reminded us a simple conversation with God, that's what's powerful. Matthew 6, 7 and 8. When you pray, do not keep babbling like the pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So like many of you, I have this dictionary app on my phone, and I get a word of the day. I love checking out those words of the day. I love to drop them in when it's appropriate into conversation just to see if people know what the word is. We had a guy at our church years ago, and he loved using big words. And I remember one person told me, I love it when he teaches. And she said, I don't understand half of what he says, but I love it when he teaches. We are many times impressed by big words. A lot of words strung together with some big ones peppered in can be impressive to some people. But I got to tell you, Jesus tells us, not impressive to God. In today's passage, the pagans had a case of logorrhea, one of my words of the day from my app. It means repetitious speech, incessant or compulsive talkativeness, wearisome volubility. The pagans just kept babbling on, convinced that their gods would measure their prayer by the number of words, or maybe if they kept talking, the gods would finally answer them. But Jesus said, we don't pray like pagans. Prayer is more than words. Our Father, he sees our heart. He knows what you need before you ask him. So prayer is talking to God. We can communicate openly and honestly with him. And Jesus reminds us to keep it clear and simple. We don't need to drop religious phrases and worn-out formulas. Just tell God what's on your heart in normal language. And when we tell God what's on our heart, we will never run out of things to say. Father, some of us need to relearn how to talk with you. Some of our old prayer habits are hard to break. And honestly, some of our prayers are just old prayers. Help us to simply tell you what's on our heart, our dreams and disappointments, our failures and fears, our desire to sin, and our lack of desire to spend time with you. Prayers telling you what's on our heart, being real and open and honest. Meet with us where we are, and then take us to where you want us to be. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.